How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be? Do you want to embrace the day, no filter, just living life being dope? Heal with the light from other black women. Become an empress. Say no to the things that do not serve you boundaries. Do you want to do it for the culture? Or are you self-motivated? Nice for what to these white privileges? Nice for what to these niggas? My sister, just love you. Today, tomorrow, and always. How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be? This story has not yet been told. But stay strong and remember that natural beauty and squad goals is really our truth becoming and unfolding. So that was a free verse. Peace, love, and lights. It's your girl, QD, Queen Deesh. I've been MIA for a minute, but it's so crazy, because I cut my hair. I didn't cut all of my hair off, but I definitely cut off the thinning pieces and the pieces that were built up or had build up. I think it's so funny how words can correlate to life or situations or even how you feel. Build up, built up, energy, anger, sadness. I cried today. I cried hard today. I think I realized I just had so much that I was holding on to, or so much that I was hoping for. And I know you guys are probably tired of hearing that excuse my language, the same old shit for me, but it's real. I'm so perfectly balanced and imbalanced at the same time. You know, mental health is a very difficult thing to process, and an even more tremendous task, or not task, tremendous concept to swallow. To actually say that shit is not perfect is hard to swallow. But I guess that's why many platforms are made, in order to create. I notice my platform is my voice, or I guess I just love to talk for whoever will listen. Because I'm always the one listening. Always. So I didn't get on here to be sappy or sound sad or any of that. I'm just releasing, y'all. Again, I created this to put myself, my vulnerability, and get out of my comfort about the shit that I deal with and I feel like other black women deal with. From the woes of dealing with lovers, from family trauma, from trying to be the strongest individual, for carrying everything on our back, for giving people second chances, for setting boundaries and then resetting them. The shit gets exhausting, doesn't it? So what do we do when we get exhausted? We cry. We do drastic shit. oh my God, let go of those bags. Drop them where you find them the most heavy. I'm sitting here laying in my bed in the midst of spring cleaning. I just wanted to lay in my bed. I had changed my sheets, got my comforter from out the dryer, had all these clothes covering my bed, and I was just like, you know what? It's motherfucking midnight. Fuck these clothes. Put them right on the floor. And on the floor, they're gonna stay. And so I put them away. But as I laid here in my bed, I looked at my vision board. And literally just started talking to you all. Taking bits and pieces, different words and phrases from off my board. And just talking to you all. I know my segments are always Sofa Sunday and Wisdom Wednesday. Well, a little bit of wisdom that I found within myself today. You don't owe anybody a damn thing. You owe them nothing. That's for all of you. Anybody listening. You owe them nothing. Whoever it is you think you owe something to, whatever it is that you're holding on to, your only responsibility, I believe, in this world is to love. And yes, I understand people use it so loosely, but I mean truly agape love. I'll also throw in there inspire. Because you really can't have one without the other. So, as I said before, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Get you your small, tight circle of friends who will keep you on your toes, correct you when you're wrong, love and hate you at the same time when you get on their nerves. Be accountable for your actions. Definitely be accountable for your actions. And remain true to you. The ride and the journey is not meant to be perfect. It's supposed to be bumpy. You're not succeeding if you don't fail. But you do fail if you don't try again. I'm not preaching. Yes, I might just be talking. But is that not what they do on podcasts? Besides the segments, who said this shit actually had to flow? I've always been the one to be outside the box. Be different. Be weird, be funky. But all of this happened because I cut my hair today. And I laid in my bed. And I realized that all I have is me. It's a scary realization. But it's also powerful at the same time. Because when you realize that the statement, you came into this world alone, you're gonna die alone, is not meant to terrify you. It's meant to inspire you to remember you walk the path. Regardless if it's destined for you or not, you walk those steps, you make those choices, you write your story. And my story is just now being told, for it has never been told. None of our stories have. Go write your story. Go live your life. Not even on no cliche stuff. Truly align with you. All right, I'm done. Peace, love, light to you wonderful, beautiful goddesses. This is your girl QB, and I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.